This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Sometimes you've had enough and you just need to go for a walk. It's understandable. A walk can clear the mind, and it's possible the extent to which your mind needs to be cleared should determine the length of the walk. This isn't necessarily scientific, but the story of Emma Gatewood provides anecdotal evidence that it might be true. Emma Gatewood, called Grandma Gatewood by her family and later the world, was one of the early through hikers of the Appalachian Trail, the longest walking-only footpath in the world. When she left Ohio in 1955, she told her family that she was going for a walk in the woods. So it was surprising to her 11 children and 23 grandchildren that the 67-year-old matriarch of their family had undertaken this hike. It stretches some 2,190 miles, that's 3,530 kilometers, from Georgia to Maine. Her family only found out when one of them stumbled across a newspaper feature about their mother's trek. Gatewood was not the first person, or even the first woman, to hike the trail. In 1948, 29-year-old Earl Schaefer was the first person to hike the entire trail by himself. In 1952, Mildred Norman Ryder, in her mid-40s at the time, completed the entire trail with a companion. Gatewood's hike was notable because of her age and because she was the first woman ever to complete the trail in a single season. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Larry Luxenberg, president of the Appalachian Trail Museum in Pennsylvania. He said, when Grandma Gatewood did her first through hike in 1955, there were few hikers, and it was hard to follow the trail. There were also many fewer resources for hikers, fewer stores near the trail, and much less information about the trail. She saw very few hikers along the Appalachian Trail. But still, Gatewood hiked it alone, wearing canvas sneakers. She walked through 7 pairs of them that summer, carrying a denim duffel bag over one shoulder. She brought a change of clothes, a blanket, a plastic shower curtain for shelter at night, a Swiss Army knife, a canteen, a flashlight, a length of rope, and a few other essentials. She ate a lot of Vienna sausages, trail mix, and bouillon from cubes. Sometimes she ran out of food and ate berries she recognized in the forest. By the time Gatewood became a famous hiker, she had lived the kind of life it would take a few thousand miles to walk off. Born in Ohio in 1887, Gatewood's father had lost his leg in the Civil War, and her mother single-handedly raised 15 children in a small log cabin, sleeping four kids to a bed. Gatewood completed school only through the eighth grade, but she loved reading and writing poetry and walking in the woods. In 1907, at the age of 19, she married a primary school teacher and later tobacco farmer by the name of P.C. Gatewood. For the next 30 years, she would endure frequent assault from her husband, while also doing strenuous farm work and raising their 11 children. She tried to escape a few times, but it's hard to disappear with multiple children in tow. In 1939, after being nearly beaten to death by her husband, Gatewood was arrested for throwing a sack of flour at him. She spent the night in jail before the mayor of the town saw her cracked teeth, bruised face, and broken ribs, and took her into his own home. She stayed there until she healed, at which point she filed for divorce, a difficult thing to obtain at the time. But her divorce was granted in 1941, and she was given custody of the three children who still remained at home. In 1951, after all of her children were out in the world, Gatewood found a back issue of National Geographic, which included photos and a story about the Appalachian Trail. Gatewood was intrigued and decided she wanted to be the first woman to hike it alone. Gatewood's first attempt at hiking the entire trail was unsuccessful. In 1954, she started out from Maine, but broke her glasses, lost her way, and was rescued by rangers. The next year, she tried again and successfully hiked an average of 14 miles, that's 22 kilometers a day, from Georgia to Maine. She didn't necessarily enjoy everything about the experience. After her 1955 hike, Gatewood was interviewed by Sports Illustrated, and she had this to say about the trail. "I thought it would be a nice lark. It wasn't. There were terrible blowdowns, burnt over areas that were never remarked, gravel and sand washouts, weeds and brush to your neck, and most of the shelters were blown down, burned down, or so filthy I had to sleep out of doors. This is no trail. This is a nightmare. I would never have started this trip if I had known how tough it was, but I couldn't and I wouldn't quit." All things considered, the only thing more improbable than Emma Gatewood's completing the trail from Georgia to Maine in a single summer under these conditions at the age of 67 is that she did it again. Twice. Once in 1957 and again in 1964, at the age of 76, though that time in sections. Also, in 1959, at the age of 71, Gatewood walked some 2,000 miles, or 3,200 kilometers, of the Oregon Trail, inspired by the pioneer women who walked from Missouri to Oregon 100 years before her. By then, newspapers had dubbed Gatewood America's most celebrated pedestrian, and she's been inspiring other hikers ever since. Today's episode is based on the article "Grandma Gatewood Hiked into Appalachian Trail History at Age 67" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.